Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kevin from Scituate.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great. We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff, Kevin. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, and you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, and Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Question number 1. Dunkin' locations in several states haven't had donuts since last week because they're dealing with a temporary supply shortage.
It's like a big part of what they do.
It's wild. What is Dunkin's slogan?
America runs on Dunkin'.
Liam Hemsworth turns 35 today. He's the younger brother of Chris Hemsworth and the ex-husband of which pop star?
Miley Cyrus.
Question number 3. Brie Larson released an album when she was 16 years old. Unfortunately, it only sold about 4,000 copies, so she stuck with acting. Which superhero does she play?
Captain Marvel.
Okay, Kevin. We're cooking.
Timothy Chalamet will host SNL on January 25th. He will also be his own musical guest. People are speculating that Chalamet will sing songs from the biopic that he starred in about which musical icon?
Bob Dylan.
Question number 5. Jude Law will play Russian President Vladimir Putin in an upcoming movie. The official home of the President of Russia is inside of a fortified complex in the center of the capital city of Moscow. What is it called?
The Gulag?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I do appreciate that answer. Kennedy.
And he does his own sound effects. Come on.
Kevin, it says here in my notes you're a repairman. What are you going out to repair today?
I work for Fit Factory Gyms. I do all the repair, maintenance, all that stuff.
Oh, okay. I think we have one of those in Charlestown, a Fit Factory.
What machine breaks the most?
Treadmills. Mm. Treadmills break. Mm.
Whatever one I'm doing curls on, Dan, that's the one that can't handle me.
Curls
too much weight.
Girls.
Too much weight.
Kevin got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, I see.
Yes, he did very good. These are tough. You ready?
Yippers.
Dunkin' locations in several states haven't had donuts since last week because they're dealing with a temporary supply shortage. What is Dunkin's slogan?
America runs on Dunkin'.
I don't understand. What do you mean there's a shortage of what?
There's no eggs, man.
Is that what it is, the
eggs? I don't know. If it stands to reason.
They're sending all the eggs to Massachusetts because if they had no donuts here, we would riot.
Don't they make the donut? They don't make them on site, I guess, huh? Tied to one, question number two. Liam Hemsworth turns 35 today. He's the younger brother of Chris Hemsworth and the ex-husband of which pop star?
Miley Cyrus.
Tied to two. Brie Larson released an album when she was 16 years old. Unfortunately, it only sold about 4,000 copies, so she's stuck with acting. Which superhero does she play?
Captain Marvel.
Tied at three. Timothy Chalamet will host SNL on January 25th, and he will be his own musical guest. People are speculating that Chalamet will sing songs from the biopic he starred in about which musical icon?
Bob Dylan.
Tied at four. Question number five. Jude Law will play Russian President Vladimir Putin in an upcoming movie. The official home of the president of Russia is inside of a fortified complex in the center of the capital city of Moscow. What is it called?
The Kremlin.
It is called the Kremlin, not the Gulag.
The Gulag is where they put you if you piss somebody off in the Kremlin.
I thought that was the mushy food they gave you was the Gulag.
No, the Gulag is prison.
You're thinking goulash.
Goulash. I had goulash and gulag.
We'll get there together,
now
kids.
Thank you. So 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Kevin, you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kevin. I'm from Scituate. I still cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Of course, Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, yep. Say hey to Katie from Newton.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Taking the kids to school. Who you got in there?
I have Reed and Scott.
Reed and Scott. All right. Will you guys kick Kennedy out, please?
All right, Kennedy. Please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, I'm sorry. That's an L for you. Kennedy, with 5,904 wins, 431 losses. Are you ready?
Yep.
Orlando Bloom turns 48 today. He's best known for his role as this bow-wielding elf from the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit trilogies. What was the character's name?
Bilbo. I don't know.
Question number two. Blinding Lights by the Weeknd is number one on Billboard's top 100 songs of the 21st century chart. In the hook of that song, he sings, I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until blank.
I feel your touch.
Will Ferrell explained why he showed up at an LA Kings hockey game as a beer-drinking, cigarette-smoking Buddy the Elf. He says, and I quote, occasionally I like to do weird things like that, you know, just to stir it up.
I feel that.
Which movie is this Will Ferrell quote from? Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Wedding Crashers.
Beyonce's Lemonade is the greatest album of the 21st century so far, according to Rolling Stone. In that album, she sings about Jay-Z's infidelity and references blank with the good hair.
Becky.
And question number five, 37% of Americans don't care who wins the Super Bowl. The most popular teams are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, but they only polled at 8% each. Which city does this year's Super Bowl take place in?
Oh, hold on. New Orleans.
Trust your children.
Reed or Scott, who said that?
Scott.
Scott. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
My vote in that poll would be anybody but the Chiefs. Please.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay, hi.
Katie, with an assist from Scott, got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5.
Woo. Well done, friends.
Thank you.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom turns 48 today. He's best known for his role as this bow-wielding elf from the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit trilogies? Name the character.
Legolas.
Legolas. Yes, Legolas. 1-0. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, number one on the Billboard Top 100 Songs of the 21st Century chart. In the hook of that song, he sings, I said, ooh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until blank.
I'm blinded by the lights. I can't sleep.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a
deuce.
Wrapped up like a deuce.
Not gonna do it.
No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Tied at one. Will Ferrell explained why he showed up at an LA Kings hockey game as a beer-drinking, cigarette-smoking Buddy the Elf. He says, and I quote, occasionally I like to do weird things like that just to stir it up. Which movie is this Will Ferrell quote from? Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Never know what she's doing in there.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers is it. Tied at two. Beyoncé's Lemonade is greatest album of the 21st century so far, according to Rolling Stone. In that album, she sings about Jay-Z's infidelity and references blank with the good hair.
Becky!
All right, we are tied at three, going to the final question. And you are the number one sports reporter in all of Boston.
Crap.
37% of Americans don't care who wins the Super Bowl. The most popular teams are the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, but they only polled at 8% each. Which city does this year's Super Bowl take place in?
It's New Orleans. New Orleans?
Wow. I don't think I knew that.
I'm surprised you knew that.
I couldn't have guessed that.
I just saw some stuff for it this morning that popped in my head. And if I see it, it sticks in my head.
Nice job, Canada.
Yeah, thanks.
You're all right.
Well, we end up in a 4-4 tie, and with a tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Katie and Reed and Scott, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
Thank you.
You did great. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Katie, Scott, and Reed from Newton, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say it to Katie from Saugus.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Everybody who played this morning has a K name. Really? Kevin, Katie, and Katie.
And Kennedy.
Oh.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Katie?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
So you understand how this works, Katie? Five trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You answer more right, and you win $100. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus turning 64 today. She played Elaine on which TV show?
Seinfeld.
Uncle Cracker had no idea who Kenny Chesney was when Kenny asked him to join a show in the early 2000s. Luckily, he said yes, and they've been friends ever since. What is Kenny's fan base called?
I don't know.
Question number three. Pat Benatar, 72, over the weekend, finished the lyric to Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Finish that.
I don't know.
All right. Question number three. Heidi Montag fans, have pushed Heidi's album Superficial to number one on iTunes to help her and her husband, Spencer Pratt, recover from the loss of their home. Pratt and Montag started dating on the set of which MTV reality series that they both starred in?
I don't know. I can't remember.
And question number five, Trent Reznor says his favorite song of 2024 was Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Trent Reznor is best known for being in which band?
Nine Inch Nails.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
We understand you work for an event planning company?
Yeah.
What's
yep, I work from home. Just got home. Yep.
What's the name of the company? Did we lose you? Say it again. Oh, we lost her. Phone line's gone, Dan.
All right. I'll see if I can get her.
All right. Kennedy, mm-hmm. Katie got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, Katie, wherever you are.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus turned 64 today. She played Elaine on which hit TV show?
Seinfeld.
1-1. Question number two. Uncle Cracker had no idea who Kenny Chesney was when Kenny asked him to join a show in the early 2000s. Fortunate for him, he said yes, and they've been friends ever since.
Yeah, because no one would remember his name were it not for Kenny Chesney.
He had 2 hits.
Uh-huh. A long, long time ago.
Yeah, that's all you need, though. What is Kenny's fan base called?
No Shoes Nation.
2-1. Pat Benatar turned 72 over the weekend, finished the lyric to Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
So put up your dukes and let's get down to it.
3-1. Question number four. Heidi Montag fans have pushed Heidi's album Superficial to number one on iTunes to help her and her husband, Spencer Pratt, recover from the loss of their home. Pratt and Montag started dating on the set of which MTV reality series they both starred in?
The Hills?
4-1. Question number five. Trent Reznor says his favorite song of 2024 was Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Same, my friend, same. Trent Reznor is best known for being in which band?
Nine Inch Nails. What?
What is Nine Inch Nails? 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Katie, you don't get the cash. We do really appreciate you calling in to play this morning.
Oh my God, thank you so much. First time, long time.
Thank you for being a part of their show. Is there something you would like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Of course. First, Kennedy, you're awesome. My name's Katie from Saugus, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But Dan's your favorite, though, right?
The jawbone on that guy. Chiseled from stone.
I hear right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.